Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Okay, a couple big things happening right now. We're going to start with the happy hauntings at the Disneyland Resort. We want to send you to Disneyland. Halloween time's back now through October 31st. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a four-pack of two-day, one-park, per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Oh, my God.
Jane was just there to kick it off. The
looked like
Halloween.
A great time.
It looks so fun.
Halloween is really her season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Scary times.
Yeah, well, she's, you know.
Scary.
She's a big fan. She likes to celebrate.
What? I mean, she's not scary as a person, but, like, you can tell that she's very goth. She likes all things scary. You're saying she's scary.
No, I wasn't saying that. You said that.
No, I'm pretty sure you're the one who said
that.
No.
Oh, my God.
God, Jane, why does he just have to treat
you? You're framing me right now. That's wrong. You're the one that said that.
No, no.
She's scary.
You misremember. Jane! Oh. Hmm. What's that from?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
God, I should watch that again. I don't remember that at all. It's pretty. Marcos has got the phones. We're looking for caller number 97. Okay, now, major concert announcement. The Hella Mega Tour with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer, and special guests, The Interrupters. Yeah, Green Day! Fall Out Boy!
Can you even guess the order? I know Green Day headlines, but how do the other two go?
I don't know. And actually, I mean, I could argue that Weezer could easily be. Maybe it's like a triple headline thing, and they're gonna rotate or something. I have no idea how you.
Green Day won't rotate.
I don't know, man. Like Fall Out Boy, I put under Weezer or Green Day, but Green Day and Weezer. I wouldn't know who would be.
Oh, okay. So here's my order.
Okay.
It's Green Day as the headliner.
Right.
Weirdly, I have a feeling Fall Out Boy is bigger than Weezer.
Oh, I don't know.
And I think, so of those, I think Weezer opens.
Weezer got pretty big off of this Africa one. And then
I understand, but
that
was
covers of No Scrub. You know,
I
this
love
one,
this, I
so
know.
Cool.
I don't know. You know, maybe you're right, but to me, I'm like Weezer, Green Day, Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy has...
Although Green Day's in pretty high rotation at my house, too.
A huge army.
They do. They do.
Way bigger than you think.
But kids, though, so they'll go early so the kids can go home and get to bed on time, you know.
Anyway,
yeah,
huge
I don't know.
Bill, that's
it's
fun.
It's enormous. So it's at Oracle Park in San Francisco, Tuesday, July 21st, 2020.
Wait, did you just say Oracle Park?
Oracle Park in SF. At the ballpark. Oracle Park.
Right next to Chase Center, huh?
That's right. So this is happening like a year from now. July 21st, 2020.
I got to go to that. I'm going to that.
Let's all go to that.
It's a Tuesday.
Let's take Wednesday.
Well, actually, that's around the time we're normally on vacation, so it's possible.
All right.
On sale Friday, September 20th at 10 a.m. at Live Nation. So not this week, not this Friday, but next Friday. And tomorrow, we'll have tickets.
Yeah.
Again, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer, the Hella Mega Tour with special guest The Interrupters. Tomorrow, tickets. Today, the announcement.
I guess we can all agree that The Interrupters go first, right?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
The Interrupters, they would be... quite an interruption in the flow if they were to go between.
Man, those are huge bands. That's awesome.
I know. I walk a my shadow. I love Green Day. Fall Out Boy, they're great. Weezer, though. Freaking love them. We went to that wig party. John was dressed up as Rivers. He had, like, the wig and the glasses. And hot.
Oh, you got him good that night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good
Hell
for you.
Yeah. Well, he got me
good.
Really?
Good for him.
I looked so good. I had the blue wig on. I looked like a different person.
It's cute.
I felt like a different person.
You thought that was attractive? I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, I know. It's so cute. It's like so nerdy. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to bang that nerd tonight.
He was unrecognizable.
I know. It was so awesome.
Flat, straight black hair when he has like curly.
Right. Little bangs and this bad hair, bad Weezer haircut. Anyway, Hella Mega Tour. The tickets go on sale next Friday, September 20th. We'll have tickets. You'll be hearing much more about this. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer with The Interrupters. All right, that's it.
The number you're calling is the same number you can text us at. I've got a couple of these before we tap out.
All right.
Dance Moms, according to 925, Dance Moms is the most vile show ever.
Oh.
These moms are psycho.
Yeah, they are.
Bees be crazy.
Oh. Well.
I'm a girl, and more than once I've gotten out in high heels to help someone push while dudes just drive by.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Cars are filthy, too.
No, like, it's a thing.
You're not just going to get your high heels wrecked. You're going to get dirt all over the front of you when you shove a car.
But the shock as I pulled up on these dudes sitting in their car blocking a lane when they all... Dude, get out and push.
Yeah, push
what
that
are you
car
dudes doing?
Out of the road.
Well, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know. We were busy posting on Instagram about our troubles.
We're stuck. Sarah, are you building another Winchester Mystery House North Bay?
I'm not. I'm certainly not going outside of my footprint. I'll tell you that right now. Just making things purdy.
Uh-huh.
Making that house useful. Really looking forward to the day when we don't have children living with us. That's coming pretty soon. I'm excited. I like it when it's just me and John Ann. I'm going to move my workshop into the house. It's going to be great.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want it in the house. So when it's raining, I don't have to get my umbrella.
But then what will outside be?
Guest house, maybe.
Oh.
Who knows what it'll be.
Is that where the kid's moving to?
Well, sure. Wouldn't that be something? As long as he's not in the house.
Heard you talking about concerts and just wanted to give a shout out that I will be going to the Mountain Winery tonight and tomorrow to see Duran Duran.
Oh, both
nights. My husband
nights.
Got me great tickets for both nights for my 50th birthday, and I'm very excited. I haven't missed a local concert of theirs since I was 16.
Wow.
Tina in San Jose.
Well, Tina, have a great time at Duran Duran two nights in a row.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Yeah, 50's a big one.
I like Duran Duran.
Israel when she dances on the sand. The
super
80s had,
pop.
The 80s had great music.
Pop sugar, but it's super
great.
Good.
And when she smiles, she really shows you all she
Vinny,
can.
Vinny, you crack me up. I didn't even know the double tap on the brakes in the car was a thing. So having to stay stepped on the brake and stop and go traffic has never bothered me. The traffic itself bothers me, but the foot pressure on the brake has never been hard. And I'm a lazy-ass couch potato. You're Mr. Active. I'm making fun of you, but truth be told, I'd love to have that double tap break thing.
The double tap.
Thanks for introducing me to something I never knew I wanted. Look, I'm going to tell you, first of all, if you commute, then you know you're in your car way too much, period. That brake tap just eliminates that having to sit there and hold the pressure.
It's like cruise control for stopping.
Yeah.
It just allows you to relax and not be paying attention for a second. Mm. Oh, the people around me are moving. I can go.
Those i3s do that too, though. You know, they stop for you.
Well, they stop, but you don't have to double tap it. They just stop.
Right, they
stop.
And then when
they
the car,
just stay stopped.
And then when the car goes, it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's what you're on.
Right. And if you're using your cruise control, it just stops for you. You can just
and goes for
stops
you.
Stops and goes, and then you stopped, and then traffic.
You
moves
use
and it goes.
That in stop, like in regular.
Oh yeah.
Stoplight
like traffic.
Oh, yeah.
For everything.
It's freaking great.
What it won't detect is red lights.
No, it won't detect a red light. You have to stop for those yourself.
But if someone's in front of you and stops for that red light, it stops
that's
you.
Correct.
And
then
you just
goes,
let it do all that.
So at a metering
it goes,
light, it's ideal.
Yeah,
it's
just you like, just sit there.
It's the closest thing to a Tesla as far as like driver assist.
Oh, my God.
It's good. It's really good. It is. It's like a full-on drive. You know what, though? I find it aggravating because it doesn't – it'll slow way down. Like if it catches up to someone, it slows down. And then you have to get out of the lane before – like you can't just – it won't just maintain. And you get, it's not like regular cruise control. But it's good. It's fine, you know, if you're not paying attention, which you should be because you're driving.
In 2 years, I'm going to get a Tesla.
In 2 years?
Yeah.
Why in 2 years? Is that when your lease is up?
No, I just figure that'll be the start of a new deal and a new...
Oh, yo, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
like,
sure.
That'll be when it's like, all
you
right.
You should just get one now. You should just go get one.
Do you have to order it now and then
no,
get it
no,
in 2 years?
No,
I looked it up. It's a 2 week wait.
You should just get one.
Think
he would save so much money.
I know, but I want to make sure that I'm gonna want keep
you're gonna
saving
be fine.
Money.
Listen, you're gonna
dude,
be for
a
long
cars,
time.
Man. Why didn't
sell the
Tesla?
Mercedes and get a Tesla
or the minivan?
No, the van he needs.
It's a van, people. You don't have to call it a minivan.
With
it's
his special
a van.
Pants, he's got the van and the pants. He's all set. If you have the van and the pants all set, then you can just get rid of the Mercedes, get yourself a Tesla. Get you know what? You're crazy. Go get a Tesla.
I'm
life
wearing
is short.
Levi's. What's
his
wrong
Mercedes
with my pants?
Mercedes is great.
Oh, your pants are fine today.
And it's diesel. That lasts forever.
Yeah, that's except so, that, you so know, great. Every 2 weeks he's got to go get the oil changed and he's got to stop at actual gas stations.
I don't. You know what? I can live at the going. Gas stations. It's the oil changes that are killing me. That
it's
is
all
a,
of it,
just
you know?
A ball buster.
You'll still go through tires. You know, you have a long commute, but it's, yeah, you should get the Tesla. It's so GD fun. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're crazy to wait for 2 weeks.
Two years. 2 weeks.
Yeah, forget even 2 weeks. Just go get a Tesla. God, you'd be so happy.
Yeah, go do it now.
Yeah, go do it now. What are you doing? Just go buy one.
Listen.
Just do it.
Can I tell you, I'm fighting off a bench by the doorstep right now. I mean,
let her have the bench and go get a Tesla, for God's sake.
If I can't do the bench at the doorstep, how am I going to be doing a Tesla?
Vinny, I know you. You get something in your head, there ain't no 2 years going by before he's in a Tesla. And I don't think he's getting the three either. He's going, go big or go home.
Oh, no, I'm not going big. Are you kidding?
Uh-huh.
You don't think I learned a lesson with this dumb van? Mm-hmm. It's been hit 3 times and it's only been 6 months. Forget it. I'm not spending money on cars.
Mm-hmm. 2 years. My ass.
You watch.
Okay. You're crazy. You can't hold yourself back. I know you. You're so impulsive.
I'm gonna bet you $5 right now.
Don't bet because then you'll be forced to stick with it. And you right. know you want to just go get one. Why do you want to hamstring yourself?
My husband is taking my 10-year-old to his first Iron Maiden concert tonight. Both shows, tonight and tomorrow, driving from Santa Cruz. You can hitch a ride with him.
Oh.
Who are you, Sarah?
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? That's you with your... telling your husband what he will or won't do. You can go with Joe. John loves that.
Yeah, John would be fine with
John's
that.
John's go, yeah.
Oh, football game? Nah, he's busy.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want to go to that.
Honey?
He can't. He can't go to that.
A San Francisco DJ is going to need a ride to the Iron Maiden concert. Oh, I told him you'd be happy
Vinny?
To do it.
I'd love to. I'd love to bring him. Oh, that'd be fun. We'll be rocking out the whole way. All right, great. What time should I pick him up? Where does he live? Tell me his address. I'll be there. So you got a Tesla?
It's nice to you, but I'm going to, I can't. I got to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be like, is it Hooman or is it Vinny? Oh, it's Vinny? All right, fine. I'll do it.
Right.
Jamie Spears says it's personal health reasons for stepping down as conservator of Britney Spears, but it happened right after Kevin filed a police report for Jamie going after the son.
Yeah,
so
the 13-year-old.
Well, yeah, he's
curious.
Got a restraining order
yep.
against him.
He does. And so they're saying that now that they've got a new conservator in there, that when it's time for him to come back, mm-hmm. the rest of the family's going to fight him. How sad that Britney's still at her age. What is she, 40?
37.
That she's...
$215 million.
She still cannot get her ass
hold
together. Guy's been her conservator for 10 years.
Well, I think that it's...
For the best.
She has mental...
Sad, though.
Serious mental issues.
Mm. Yeah. That is too bad. Poor thing.
Yeah, I mean, imagine the life with the money she's been able to make that she could be enjoying and she's not capable of doing
no,
it.
She's not.
I mean, the first thing.
But she's capable of continuing to earn it, and the conservatorship is in place to make sure that happens.
The first thing she should do is say, I'm not good enough to be out here singing and dancing for all these people.
Yeah. Have you heard me? I heard
we're
some isolated
you
vocals
off.
This
so
morning.
I'm
going to
go ahead and step off the stage. I can't give your money back, though. I'm going to need that.
Yeah, the $250 million, that's...
I never sang live in the first place. Now I don't even dance. I sit there and move my hips.
All right, I just stand there.
907 says Alaska is not as bad as you're making it sound.
I don't know.
Alaska, the cruise is awesome.
Ben, you just stated the absolute truth. I'm 54 and I've been having one of these convos with myself. I'm a good person. I like to have fun and bleep. I love to get laid, and my partner hasn't paid attention for at least 5 years now.
What?
I'm like Sarah Palin, too hot to let this amazing me go to waste.
Well, then get out of there.
Yeah, then do something about it.
Yep. It's up to you. No one's going to do it for you.
I mean, if I were in those shoes and I were married, maybe the conversation is, look, if you don't want to and you want to stay married, then just at least let me go date. Because I'm going to want to get laid.
Right.
I've had it.
See, first step to the end of the marriage. An open marriage.
But that's what I mean. But that's, you're letting someone know you've let me sit here by myself for far too long.
Yep. Yeah.
I just need.
Well, at least you'd be giving them a warning.
Yeah,
listen,
that's what I mean.
Here's what I'm going to want to do. I love you. I would love to bang you on the regular.
Yeah, you got to do stuff to me.
I need to do that.
Yeah. The weird part is, and look, everybody likes and hates and has different things. 20 minutes a week.
Mm-hmm. Really
is that too much to ask?
Even if it's an hour a week, it's once a week, you know? Make it happen.
20 minutes twice a week is that too much to ask?
That's a lot. Twice a week.
I mean, once a week.
You know, let's keep
so then you settle. We land on once a week.
And don't roll your eyes and breathe like a sigh when it has to happen. Like, you know, act like you're into it. Because, you know, when you act like it, then you will be into it. And you'll have fun. You'll laugh. He'll be so happy.
Yeah.
Just like make sure you're having fun, too. Get some toys. Oh, my God. It's so fun. It's great.
Love my morning crew. You make ordinary life issues sound so interesting.
Well, life is interesting.
We are full of it.
You just gotta look at it, you know, from an interested standpoint.
Right. All right, thanks for the text, everyone.
We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Get out there and kill it this weekend.
Hold on a second. I made a mistake not reading this text, so let me read it real quick.
Yeah, yeah, please.
I think this is Gino's our guy who's been coming to events forever, right?
Yeah. Oh, right, I saw that. Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Gino's daughter. I took his phone while he was in the shower so I can text you guys. LOL. Can you please wish my dad the happiest birthday ever? He's the greatest dad and we love him so much.
Oh.
Thanks.
Happy Gino. Happy birthday, Gino. Buddy. He's such a good person,
a good husband,
good worker, and a good dad.
Just a fun guy to be around.
But he's been coming to our gigs for a while. Yeah. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. That's great. I hope you have a great birthday weekend.
Rip it up out there.
Yeah.
Sarah, you go get your DNA results and get S-faced.
You got it, Vinny. Vinny, you go take those kids surfing.
I don't know. Okay.
Or whatever it is you do with those kids all day.
Change
diapers. Have fun. Spoon feed baby food.
Right.
Yuzi, let's never get out of our jammies all weekend.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one, you guys. We'll catch you on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.